It's not hunger or crime or a natural disaster, but few in Portsmouth hesitate when referring to the parking situation downtown as a crisis.
I find it hard.
22-year-olds Aaron McNulty and Lauren Lebers are walking back to their car. Lebers drives in from Stratham to work downtown. She says nobody likes parking in Portsmouth.
During the summer is the worst, but if you know where to park, it's fine.
So where does she park?
I park at, well, I don't know if I should tell you my secrets. You are going to take them, but...
Lebers says her top secret parking spots are 10 minutes from downtown. Parking any closer can be next to impossible, especially in the summer. Of course, this kind of crisis is born in the best of circumstances, as spendy tourists and businesses flock to the city and the region's population grows. But it is that very success that longtime city councilor Chris Dwyer says is at stake if another public garage doesn't get built soon.
I think we need to provide for visitors, residents, and businesses, and part of that's going to be a garage.
On the other side, people who oppose a downtown parking garage say in successful cities like Boston, Chicago, or San Francisco, they're not building parking garages, they're limiting parking. And that's an idea longtime city councilor and new mayor Bob Lister ran on last election. He ended up winning the most votes.
With this being an old city, it's just there's no way you can retrofit a situation where everyone can park downtown in Market Square. It's just not going to happen.
Right now, there are about 2,500 parking spaces within a five-minute walk of the center of town. Those are often completely full, as is Portsmouth's one downtown garage, which reached capacity 234 days in 2013. On the other hand, about 3,000 more parking spots are available a 10- or 15-minute walk from the town center, and those reach capacity less often. As Mayor Bob Lister says,
we need to encourage people to do a little bit of walking.
Believe it or not, there are people out there who have dedicated their careers to studying parking. Donald Shoup is one of the most renowned. He specializes in the economics of parking at the University of California, Los Angeles. And he says cities do have the power to change people's parking behavior.
If you get the price of parking right, you'll solve most of your problems.
Shoup says just like the price of gasoline or tires, parking should cost whatever people are willing to pay. Cities should charge more or less depending on location and time of day. That way, he says, people who can will park further outside town and walk in.
And when I see that one or two open spaces are available on every block, that means the price is right.
Right now, it costs 75 cents to park in Portsmouth's downtown garage, and the first hour is free. But officials have changed downtown street parking based on Shoup's principles. Last year, prices increased from $1 to $1.50 an hour, making it the most expensive street parking in the state. And consultants to the city have suggested rates increase further. According to Shoup's model, pricier downtown parking could be a good incentive for people to use satellite parking lots. That's an idea Mayor Lister and others have been throwing around.
We're looking at having maybe a place, satellite parking, where workers who come into the city don't have to tie up their cars downtown all the time during the day, during a shift, but they can maybe be shuttled out to some other place. And the residents and the tourists can use the parking downtown.
Councillor Chris Dwyer says that's something she'd consider, but she's skeptical. 2 months ago, she says the city began issuing discounted parking passes to employees for a lot about 5 minutes from the city center. And at least initially, Dwyer says, people have not been taking advantage of it.
So that tells me that if folks aren't willing to park at the end of Market Street and walk in, it may be unlikely that they'd be willing to park 2 or 3 miles away and take a shuttle.
Lister and Dwyer do agree on a few things. For one, as Lister says,
people want this solved.
And Dwyer adds, now is the time.
It's always helpful to do something controversial early in the term before people start worrying about whether they're going to be elected or not.
The debate over what to do about parking is bound to heat up this month as the new council gets underway. Of course, the devil is in the details, but three councilors seem likely to vote in favor of a downtown lot, three seem likely to vote against it, and the last three votes are less clear. At the same time, the city will also keep an eye on a yet-to-be-approved development downtown. That's a new building that would contain condos, a Whole Foods store, a convention center, and possibly 100 public parking spaces. But parking isn't the end of the conversation. More likely, it's the beginning. Lister, Dwyer, and many of the other city councilors also agree the city needs a full-blown transportation plan, whether that includes shuttles, bike lanes, garages, or perhaps pricier parking rates. We'll have to wait and see. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.